38. And, well, actually, first we're going to have the Songs of the Night read. And, Brother Ken, may I ask you to come forward and read that for us? And I have it right here on the chair. I just neglected to bring it up with me. And as he's coming forward, I'll just remind you, now, those that provided a nice meal for us recently have advised me that they have some refreshments for you in the room and some dessert left over that they don't want to take home. So please, if you're so inclined, take advantage of that. And Brother Ken, would you come forward and read that for November 26th?
Songs in the Night, November 26th. I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Acts 9:16. Is any other service than that of our Lord ever entered on these terms, promises of suffering? Surely not. Yet how honest for the Lord not to call his disciples under any misapprehension of the facts. We are called to suffer with him, to sacrifice ourselves, our earthly interests, to share his cross, and by these experiences, to prove that we have been begotten of his Spirit, and that it has been shed abroad in our hearts and constituted us copies of God's dear Son. Faithfulness to this cause ensures the reward of joint heirship with our Redeemer in his kingdom. Nor can those kingdom honors be hoped for on any other terms. The apostle understood this and seems to give the thought also that the more any of the Lord's followers can share of the sufferings of Christ in the flesh, proportionately will be his share in the glory which by and by shall be revealed to us in the members of his body. The expression, for my name's sake, is comprehensive. It includes everything connected with the divine plan of which Jesus, the Messiah, is the center. It includes suffering for the truth's sake, because the truth is vitally connected with the only name. It includes the brethren because they have named the name of Christ, and they are under his name as members of his body. It includes all the work of the millennial kingdom because he is the head of it all, and his name, his honor, is associated with it all. Let us, therefore, be glad of any sufferings which come to us directly or indirectly because of our faithfulness to the precious name and these various interests which are associated with it.
Thank you. Let us close now with hymn number 238. We'll ask Brother Bob to lead us again, if you would. 238, three verses. We'll be led in closing prayer by Brother Jim Parkinson, if you would.
We thank thee for bringing us here safely this day. At the same time, we pray for Brother Dave and Sister Kathy and their affliction now, and for all others of thy dear ones throughout the world. Complete thy church that thy kingdom may soon come. be with us now for the continued fellowship and in going for a night's sleep, that we may be refreshed for the day tomorrow. We ask in Jesus' precious and most worthy name, amen.
Oh, how do I get some tapes or CDs or whatever? Oh.